Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So today we're going to talk about our good Canadian friends to the north, at least in some fashion. Please explain. What's on your mind?
Well, up in Canada, they have a division of the federal government called the Rural Secretariat. And over the years, the Rural Secretariat has developed what is called the Rural Lens. And that's a policy. It's more like a checklist that they use in the federal government there to look at major policies that have been developed and just to see if these policies are going to have any kind of a disproportionate effect on rural areas. Because, you know, as we know, rural areas, because they're rural, because they're remote, they have smaller populations, the population is more dispersed, it creates different factors and different economies of scale that don't necessarily apply in urban and suburban areas. And so when you create these policies, you know, and they may be created by urban and suburban legislators because, you know, the majority of them are from these areas.
Right.
They don't necessarily always think in terms of, or can think in terms of, how is this going to affect rural areas? And so Canada's developed this checklist that asks questions like, how is this policy relevant to rural residents? And does it impact any specific group or area disproportionately? Have rural residents been consulted in developing the policy at all? And have the most positive and negative possible effects been identified and dealt with for rural residents?
It's a very interesting model, and there may be some applications either to state governments or even the federal government on that sort of an idea.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In the U.S., you know, we have policies that get passed that, you know, rural people may say, oh, wait, Hold on a minute, you know, how is that going to affect us? You know, we have the issue of property taxes in Minnesota. Just right. Not that long ago, they changed the property tax system. So farmers didn't have to necessarily pay property tax on every single acre they owned for different, you know, applications. And on the federal level, we had the issue of the No Child Left Behind Act. The General Accounting Office came out with a report a few years ago saying that it really did create disproportionate challenges for rural districts because of their isolation and their lower student population and their tendency to have a disproportionately larger number of lower income students. And so when it comes to applying those, some of the rules in No Child Left Behind, districts in rural areas oftentimes have a harder time meeting those.
So Marnie, this rural lens in Canada then really sort of is at least one way they're trying to address that urban-rural dichotomy, if you will.
Right, and I guess the thing that's interesting about it is that at the very basic level, the rural lens is just a recognition that when it comes to policies, one size does not fit all for the entire population.
Interesting. Well, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me. Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson from Minnesota State University, Mankato, and you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.